This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. New Zealand recovery teams returned to the volcanic White Island Sunday, but were not able to locate two remaining bodies in their search. Deputy Police Commissioner Mike Clement said eight police search and rescue staff were deployed for 75 minutes to an area where their information suggested that one body possibly remained.
Eight bodies had been seen by those that were on the mountain immediately after the eruption, and we had always anticipated recovering six of those bodies, and we had a task to do with regard to the remaining two.
Clement said his teams remain committed to recovering the two bodies and that military, Navy, and police were working together to continue the search. 47 people were on the island when it erupted Monday, spewing ash, gas, and steam. So far, the death toll sits at least 15, and more than two dozen are injured, some of them critically. A senior North Korean military official said that recent tests of defense technology are aimed at subduing nuclear threats from the United States. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the statement came after Pyongyang conducted a test at a long-range rocket launch facility.
North Korea's Academy of Defense Science says what it describes as a crucial test was the second carried out at the Soe satellite launching ground in a week. Separately, the chief of the Army's general staff states North Korea has built up tremendous power, and the findings will be used to develop new weapons to allow the country to definitely and reliably counter U.S. nuclear threats. Analysts see the statements as an indication the tests likely involve technologies to improve intercontinental ballistic missiles that could potentially reach the U.S. North Korea has been trying to pressure the Trump administration for major concessions as Kim Jong-un's end-of-year deadline for nuclear negotiations approaches.
That's Ben Thomas. This is VOA.